Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
Adam Gold here at the Final Four and on Radio Row, and I have with me, you don't need that now because I don't know where it is.
Gotcha.
Our engineers left. Tobin Anderson is the head coach at FDU. So it was interesting is that Ryan Odom was going to join us at VCU, and part of the hook for Ryan Odom is that they took down Virginia, a number one seed, when they were 16, and you, sir, at FDU last year took down Purdue. So, because everybody wants to know how you deal with Zach Edey, how did you guys deal with Zach Edey?
That's a million-dollar question, right? So, I mean, he's a big guy to deal. When I watch him play now, I'm still amazed we actually beat them last year. But you got to make him do things he don't want to do. You got to make him run. You got to make him defend people. You got to make him make it a faster game for him. You know, he's a great rebounder. He's a huge presence, and they've gotten better. You know, to their credit, their team has gotten better since last year. We probably woke them up a little bit, but you know, their young guards last year were freshmen. Now they're sophomores, more experienced. So they're good. I mean, I think that if they get to Monday night, they play UConn. UConn's pressure defensively will cause them problems, because pressure does bother them a little bit, but it should be a heck of a matchup. But no, they're playing great right now, and you know, Zach Edey is a once in a lifetime, or not once in this generation big man. He's just so damn good, and he just gets fouled all the time, and he gets the free throw line. And you know, my wife is a Tennessee graduate, so she's like, she thinks he's not getting fouled. I said Jody, they're fouling him all the time. He's just too big. So no, they're very good.
All right, Tobin Anderson is now the coach at Iona. Did Rick Pitino leave any suits in his in the coach's office?
No suits, and I think he took them all with him wherever he went. Those I'm not sure I could afford the clothes that he wears. So no, but he's a great guy to follow. I mean, the guy had a lot of success, and you know, yeah, he's Iona's always been a great program. He's just one of the, you know, from Jim Valvano to Jeff Frulin to all the coaches that come through there. It's been a lot of tradition there. So he's obviously a great guy to follow.
Tobin Anderson from Iona now was the coach at FDU, and they beat Purdue. I remember watching intently the Virginia-UMBC game, and it looked to me like, especially in the second half, when it became obvious that this was not going to be easy for Virginia, you could see it in the players' eyes and even in Tony Bennett's eyes. Did you get a sense, did your players get the sense a couple of years ago that
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. I was on your website, and I love the term financial termites because there are always things eating at your money that you can't see.
So you don't want financial termites. Termites in the financial world are risk, fees, unnecessary commissions. All the bad things that we see and we hear about on TV are happening many times inside your portfolio you don't see. So you need a financial exterminator. Well, for the next 10 of you who call, we'll put together for you your very own total retirement plan at no cost.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Not that they were there to be had, but that this was going to be a little bit different than the normal 1-16 game.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell early on in a game, like the first 4 or 5 minutes, like, hey, we can compete with these guys. And so I think our first media timeout, the guys came to the bench, they're like, hey, these guys are not, I mean, they're good, but they're not that good. I think our guys knew right off the bat that we could play with them. And if you can play with them, then it's a matter of can you make some shots and hang around and make it a 40-minute game. You know, I was watching the Kentucky-Oakland game this year, and I got the same vibe that I got from UMBC Virginia, from us and Purdue, where it's like, you know, they start getting tight. Like, those high seeds get tight because they're supposed to win, and there's a lot of pressure on them. And the longer you can hang around in a game like that and make it into a second half game, or, you know, all of a sudden there's 10 minutes to go. And, yeah. I mean, there's a time in our game where I think we're down by 6, and we made a run to go up by 2. And, like, you could just tell, like, these guys were, like, they were hoping we'd go away, and our guys didn't go away. And that puts a lot of pressure on the high seed, right? So, I think your players gain confidence, too. They say, hey, we got a chance to do something special here.
I mean, that is the beauty of the tournament, right? It isn't, like, if you played when you were at FDU, whether you're Iona, you play Purdue in November, even if it's at a tournament, right, in the Bahamas. You play them in November, it's different than when this is the last one and it could be everybody's last game.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, that's a great point. It's like, yeah, that game, and that's why the college basketball tournament is so special, because it all comes down to one. It all takes one night, and you can make your season and make your career, make your players' lives, or you can also lose a game you're supposed to win, and all of a sudden that's all they talk about. I mean, people talk about UMBC Virginia. It's been it's been a long time, been 10 years. Yeah. People will talk about our game against Purdue for the longest time. I get questions about it all the time still. And
proof.
It's great to talk about it, because then you want to go back and you want to go do it again. So it's this tournament is a special thing. Let's hope they don't screw around and mess it up and do something stupid, like take the small schools out of there. Because, like, Oakland meeting Kentucky, I mean, the whole world watched that thing, you know?
Isn't it interesting? And I do this for a living, and we take what we perceive to be really idiotic comments, and we blow them up because it's what we do. And when you hear the commissioner of the SEC, Greg Sankey, or you hear even Tom Izzo say that, you know, we're really, maybe we should think about the automatic bids for this. Like, that's what the tournament is. The tournament is the first 2 days. The first 4 days of the tournament, yep. Those two rounds, that's the tournament, and then we get down to the business of deciding a national champion. Why don't they remember that?
I have no idea. It scares me when I see those comments. So I saw Sankey's comments, and I saw Coach Izzo, who we have a tremendous respect for, and I'm just like, we can't lose what makes this thing special. Like you said, the first 4 days, the whole world watches. People who don't even follow basketball watch those first 4 days, and if all of a sudden FDU is ahead of Purdue at halftime or Oakland's ahead of Kentucky, people start turning the game. I mean, I love the stories last year about we're ahead, and they're putting our game on the other regions on their big screen, and the whole arena is watching our game. The whole world gets behind an underdog. So that's what makes this tournament special, that anything like that can happen, and it continues to happen, right? So don't I'm not sure where Sankey's coming with that. I did not like those comments at all. Yeah, it's money, right? It's money. It's all money. It's all how can we make more money for our schools. We can't lose what makes this thing special. And, like, this has been an institution for a long time. I mean, I was a kid, I remember watching Princeton play Georgetown, and Princeton lost by one. I mean, I came home from school and watched that game, and that's one of the biggest memories of this tournament is that. So we can't lose that. And it scares me sometimes to hear those comments.
It's a terrible call.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alonzo Mourning was not fouled, right?
No, not at all. I remember that. No, not at all.
I remember why. And in that game, and that tournament, I believe we had, wasn't that the Oklahoma scare too? They almost lost in their opening round game. I thought we had a couple of number one
was
seeds.
Wayman Tisdale, was he playing for Oklahoma at that
Mookie
time?
Blaylock,
Mookie,
I think.
Blaylock. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Billy Tubbs, yeah.
And we're going to talk to Lon Kruger, who coached Oklahoma later, but he was not part of that. Tobin Anderson, before we let you go, coach's hat. DJ Burns, also a unique big guy, and Zach Edey. A, how much fun is it going to be to watch two old school big guys go at it? And what's the game plan for NC State? I mean, we're here following the Wolfpack. So what's the game plan for NC State?
First of all, it's good to see a couple of post guys come back and make the game relevant again. You know, they always got away from the postman. So now you got two old school, you know, back to the basket postman. Burns is so much fun to watch. I mean, I tell you what, it's been great the last few weeks to watch him play, watch him do well. So I think the fact that he can score will put some pressure on Edey. The question is, you know, can he score over the top of him in the post? So I mean, and Zach Edey's pretty good not fouling. So it should be a heck of a matchup. I think. You know, I think NC State's got their hands full. It's not a great matchup for him because Edey's a hard guy to deal with. But I think, you know, they're in a magical ride right now, so anything can happen. But it should be fun to watch. But Burns is, man, I tell you what, he's fine. He can pass, and he's got a great basketball IQ, so he's a lot of fun to watch.
In a long line of great Iona basketball coaches, Tobin Anderson, you're fun to talk with. I've spoken with Rick Pitino. Jim Valvano, we know, yeah. Right? So good luck, man. I hope New Rochelle treats you well.
I appreciate that. Hopefully we're back here next year in the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, Final Four, and we can talk more about that. So that's the plan, and Iona's been a great place. We'll keep it going. But good to talk to you as well.
All right, man.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. primary care, and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.